This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, February 6th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about Clinton versus Obama, the Chicago ties, for two presidential candidates. Add a look at your chilly AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana that includes some snow on the ground. But first, today's news. Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh defended his department's use of tasers before the County Board Justice Committee last night. The committee has requested the presentation in response to critics who say the stun guns are dangerous and prone to abuse. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Critics of tasers point to the arrest of Sheriff Sergeant William Allen Myers in 2005 on charges he improperly tased a county jail inmate. The case is still in court. Brian Dolinar of CU Citizens for Peace and Justice told the County Board Justice Committee that three other inmates have also reported being victimized with a taser by Myers.
And what we're calling for tonight is immediate moratorium on the use of tasers in Champaign County in the jails and outside the jails.
Sheriff Walsh questioned the three accusers' credibility but said his department acted quickly in the Myers case. The sheriff says tasers are safer than critics claim.
I think it is a useful tool. It gives us a good alternative somewhere between a handgun, somewhere less than a nightstick. All the weapons we have can be misused.
Walsh says to avoid future misuse, he's seeking tighter monitoring of taser use at the county jail, including cameras mounted on the tasers themselves. But some committee members still had questions. Democrat Matt Gladney says he worries that taser health risks are being glossed over, especially for people with heart conditions.
I realize that not in every case the law enforcement encounters can they ask or can they find out about someone's health or heart condition, but in cases where they can, I would hope it tasers would not be used.
But Republican Stan James commended Sheriff Walsh for the use of tasers and said his constituents generally support them. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The teeth-chattering cold that settled over Illinois is supposed to warm up by just a bit today. Mark Ratzer with the National Weather Service says a low-pressure system and accompanying cloud cover should ease bitter temperatures slightly. Several Chicago-area schools are closed today. Yesterday, temperatures in the northwest part of the state dipped as low as 15 below. So far, at least one Chicago-area death is being attributed to the cold weather. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says the cold weather contributed to the death of 25-year-old Tamika Mitchell, and authorities are investigating whether three other deaths are weather-related. A county-by-county breakdown of health care standards for child care shows Champaign County getting high marks. The Kids Count 2007 report looks at areas like obesity, sexually transmitted disease in young people, and dental care. But local health care advocates say there's improvement to be made. Barbara Dunn is executive director of Decatur's Community Health Improvement Center. It oversees operations at the Francis Nelson Health Center, a Champaign clinic for the poor and uninsured. Dunn says one of its goals is getting all children assigned to a doctor to care for illnesses like asthma.
And there's a sense on our part that if there was a primary care physician who was working with the parent and the child, many times these hospitalizations can be reduced because they know what the triggers are, they learn how to take their medications, and in some cases they really have to, as they get a little older, work on self-management skills.
The United Way of Champaign County says it plans to better train its child care providers to look for development skills within young people. Executive Director Tammy Lemke says its facilities operate to accommodate the work schedules of parents, and children experience different social and emotional problems as a result. Kids Count 2007 is presented by Voices for Illinois Children, a statewide public awareness agency. That group, yesterday upon releasing the report, said it found that teen births have decreased nearly 11% over the last 5 years. But in the same period, cases of sexually transmitted diseases have increased more than 30%. Voices for Illinois Children also notes that children who are black are more than twice as likely as white or Latino children to die before their first birthday. Jerry Sturmer is president of that group. He says the report is designed to help educators, doctors, and lawmakers set priorities for improving children's health. Low-income seniors can now sign up for the Illinois Cares Rx program online. Governor Rod Blagojevich and the Illinois Department on Aging say the online applications are the fastest way to get approved for state prescription drug assistance. Blagojevich says the applications were put online to accommodate the growing number of seniors surfing the web. Illinois CaresRx will let low-income seniors avoid facing gaps in their insurance coverage under the new Medicare Part D program. It gives wraparound coverage to help cover increased costs for low-income seniors and people with disabilities who've been getting federal prescription drug assistance. The website is illinoisbenefits.org. It took two meetings with a federal mediator, but the University of Illinois and the Union for Graduate Employees for the Urbana-Champaign campus now have a tentative contract agreement. Negotiators for the U of I and the Graduate Employees Organization reached an agreement on a new three-year contract last Friday. GEO lead negotiator Christopher Simeone isn't giving out details, but he says he thinks the agreement will please both sides.
I think both sides feel very positive about the agreement. It's been a long process, and I think we've got something that's positive for both parties.
The tentative agreement, retroactive to last summer, would cover about 2,800 teaching assistants and graduate assistants. Simeone says the GEO is still working on the ratification process. An administration spokesperson could not be reached for comment yesterday. Senator Dick Durbin likes to tell constituents that he voted for President Bush's No Child Left Behind program a few years back, but regrets having done so because not enough federal dollars have followed the program to the states to make it a success. With a new budget plan from the president submitted yesterday for the year beginning in October, Durbin echoed his familiar criticism. The Springfield Democrat says Bush would cut overall funding for the nation's public schools by $1.5 billion, a 2.6% reduction from the current fiscal year level that will end in September. And he warns that for the sixth year in a row, Bush's budget would fail to fully fund the federal No Child Left Behind program, denying its benefits to an estimated 127,000 Illinois children. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Clinton versus Obama. Neither has officially announced, but the matchup has already captured the imagination of the media, if not voters. And for Chicago, there's an extra twist. Obama and Clinton both have their roots in the area, making this powerhouse race a bit of a hometown matchup. Ben Calhoun reports.
There's something classically American about turf battles. Coke, Pepsi, Cubs, Sox, Sharks, Jets. Battles that start because someone says, this place belongs to me. It's no secret that Clinton and Obama are both from Chicago. He lives in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, and she grew up in suburban Park Ridge. Both of them talk about their roots here.
My hometown of Chicago.
I grew up in a middle-class family in the middle of America.
Clinton and Obama are in a race much bigger than Chicago or Illinois, but at least in a small way. The contest begs the question, whose roots go deeper? Who's got home field advantage in Chicago's heart? The 57th Street Bookstore is in Obama's neighborhood. It's a small, garden-level place. It's also an Obama standby. He had his very first book signing at the store, and when his new book came out last fall, he put off bigger stores to again start his book tour at 57th Street.
I think most people I know see him as more the hometown candidate.
Like Obama, Sarah Paretsky lives in Hyde Park. Paretsky says even though Clinton grew up here and Obama didn't, he's the one who lives here now, and in her eyes, that makes him the hometown candidate.
But it's a very hard choice for someone who likes both of them.
Paretsky says even as she dubs Obama the home team, that doesn't mean she's ready to root for one over the other.
I haven't figured that one out yet. I get mailings from both of them asking for support, and I think, well, I love you both, so I hope you both win.
Do you think you'll make a decision to support one of the two?
No, I think I'll keep them. I'll keep supporting both of them and wait for the primaries around the country to shake it out.
Out of more than half a dozen 57th Street bookstore shoppers, unscientifically sampled on a Saturday afternoon, all but one said Obama was the hometown candidate. Not so on Clinton's turf, the northwest suburb of Park Ridge. Clinton spent most of her high school career in what's now Maine Township East. Go Blue Demons.
Hillary is a good friend, and I certainly would take her over Barack Obama.
If you're looking for Clinton's hometown roots, you'd have a hard time doing better than Paul Carlson. He was Clinton's freshman year history teacher. Carlson's retiring this year, but he's been at Maine Township East for about 4.5 decades. so long that he's taught in every history classroom in the building. Well, except for one.
And before I leave, I'm going to insist that they let me teach in there one day so that I can say I was in every classroom in the history department.
A hit for the cycle.
Exactly.
This year, Carlson happens to be back in room 338.
When I had Hillary in here in 1961, 62, seventh period, she sat where this gentleman's sitting right now.
That would be?
Fifth row by the windows in the fifth seat. She always had her hand up. She wore a Girl Scout uniform to class. She was a hawk when it came to the military in those days. Her father, of course, was a Republican. Her mother was a New Deal Democrat.
Carlson and Clinton are still in touch. She wrote about him in her book. But as for whether those hometown ties are the kind that bind...
I am a Robert Taft, Douglas MacArthur Republican. I was brought up in a family that voted for Herbert Hoover during the Depression, even though my father was out of work for 7 years. I'm going to be very proud of her when she runs for President of the United States, and I'm sure she will get the nomination, and I'm sure if she is President, she will do a very good job.
But she should know that she still hasn't won Mr. Carlson's vote yet.
Well, I can't vote for a party that, in my way of thinking, has caused so much havoc over the years.
The most interesting thing about the home turf question is actually that it gets at a much larger theme, one that can be tricky in politics and one that's playing a role in defining the Clinton-Obama matchup on a national scale. That theme is loyalty. The first votes are a ways away, but big donors, organizers, strategists, and party players are already being asked to weigh their loyalties and pick a side. People like Chicago Congressman Rahm Emanuel, who's from Chicago but worked for the Clinton campaigns in the Clinton White House. Just a couple weeks ago, he told the Chicago Tribune he's so torn between Clinton and Obama, he's hiding under the desk.
It really is much more about sort of new and old.
Elaine Kmark is on the faculty at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, and like Emanuel, she worked in the Clinton White House. She says at least right now, loyalties are splitting along the lines of old Clinton and new Obama. On one side, there's Clinton, who's been working her and her husband's deep connections and ramping up towards a presidential campaign for years.
There's just a lot of people who've dealt with both Bill and Hillary and feel that they know them, that they like them, and have seen them in action.
Then there's Barack Obama, newcomer, celebrity, political phenomenon, tugging at some of the Clintons' big past supporters.
He represents a lot of things that Americans are yearning for.
Already, Obama's chipped into the Clintons' ties to big Hollywood money and signed some of the party's big shot fundraisers. And yet, while Elaine Kmark says the loyalty question may be big now, she also says it's bound to change because Obama is only going to be new for so long.
People who are looking at him and enthusiastic about him are saying, wow, what a talent. So far, so good. Okay? But people are looking at him and sort of writing on a blank slate. And so he has now 2 years, right, to fill in the slate.
Something Kmark says will make loyalties to old and new less of an issue for voters, though that may not help those like Rahm Emanuel, who will be expected to pick their side much sooner.
I tell Rahm to keep under the desk. I don't think... See, for Rahm, I think it's a particularly difficult situation, you know?
So he should let those calls go to voicemail and then
wait
a few months.
Just wait a while.
Obama is expected to officially announce his decision to run for president Saturday morning in Springfield. I'm Ben Calhoun.
In the forecast for the region, snow is coming down on top of the frigid temperatures. A snow advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. In the forecast, we have cloudy skies, steady snow, accumulation of around 4 inches likely by this evening, with a high of 15 degrees. The wind from the east to southeast at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, light snow and flurries this evening, the low 7 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, the high around 20. The wind from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bosser, AM 580 News.